Those against the bill include churches, legal groups for the poor, grocers, and food groups. Matt Steinstra is with Hunger Task Force. He testified before lawmakers at a public hearing.
We want to see a bill that would not waste taxpayer dollars, increase bureaucracies, and stigmatize those shopping for groceries with food share.
The bill's author, Republican Jesse Kramer, wants the Department of Health Services to apply for a federal waiver requiring photographs on the debit cards used by food share recipients.
Even though the federal government says no on a lot of these issues, we still have rights as states, and I'm going to push back.
Kramer says photo ID provides another layer of security against fraud. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio. Republican Assemblywoman Samantha Kirkman's bill imposes a 7-year ban on unemployment benefits for those caught intentionally trying to rip off the system.
I would have liked to have done a lifetime ban, but I felt 7 years was time enough. I tried to pick something that was reasonable, that was a deterrent.
But critics say government forms are complicated and there's a fine line between intentional fraud and mistakes. Kevin McGee is with Legal Action of Wisconsin. He's currently helping a low-income client with a reading disability who misunderstood a complex question on the unemployment forms.
It is going to punish people severely who have done nothing more than misunderstand a very, very bad question.
Kirkman says a state audit indicated $86 million was lost to fraud over a 3-year period. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.